Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's August 12, 2014, and this is episode 434. I recently switched newsletter services from Campaign Monitor to MailChimp, and today take a look at some of the key differences between the two services. Now having experience with both, this isn't going to be a MailChimp versus Campaign Monitor deathmatch because they are both great systems. My intention today is to point out the differences so that you're in a better position to decide which one is for you, or at least which one to try first. I know this isn't strictly photography related, but it very much is business related. I believe it's very important that any business tries to build a mailing list to keep in touch with your audience and customers. The internet is becoming a very crowded space and we're all fighting for eye time, so it's important to develop ways to stay in contact and interact with people that are interested in what we have to say. People digest information in many ways. For example, although I release the audio recordings of these podcast episodes each week, I know that some people still prefer to read. Some people come to the website and read rather than listen, and others subscribe with our RSS feed. Some people obviously subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and others listen via the various players and syndication applications that pick up my podcast. Having put in pretty much a full day each week to make these podcasts, I of course want to reach as many people as I can with them, and one of the things that we'll look at is the automatic delivery of my blog posts each week now via MailChimp. Although not everyone is going to open the mail, I find that proactively pushing information to people into their email by inbox is a great way to augment what I'm doing with the podcast and blog. I also have people that sign up for tours and workshop information, and that gives me a way to directly alert people that are interested in this information to new tours or workshops that are being made available. Before I started using Campaign Monitor a few years ago, I maintained groups of email addresses in the address book on my computer. But that can get messy and hard to maintain. Plus, the emails that I sent out were mainly just text and links and didn't look great. I also had to BCC people to protect their privacy, but that is a surefire way to get your email sent straight to the spam folder. The services that we'll look at today enable us to create great-looking email that are less likely to be automatically marked as spam, so they're more likely to get read than a simple text email. I know a number of very successful pros that send out plain text email, and they really don't do themselves and their content justice in doing so. Okay, so to start our comparison of MailChimp and Campaign Monitor, let's take a look at the pricing. Both companies enable you to set up an account for free and get a feel for the system. MailChimp actually allows you to have a completely free account for up to 2,000 subscribers and send up to 12,000 emails per month without paying a penny, which is awesome and a great way to get started. You only start paying for your account when you go over 2,000 subscribers, or if you want some of the extra features only available with a paid account that we'll look at shortly. Campaign Monitor pricing starts at $9 a month for a monthly account with up to 500 subscribers, or you can use a free account and pay $5 per campaign plus 1 cent for each recipient. So if you were to send a campaign out to 1,000 subscribers, you'd pay $15 for that campaign, but there are no other charges. This is great if you need to manage a list of subscribers and you don't send out email that often. If you will send out an email more than once a month, though, a monthly plan probably makes more sense. Both companies have a sliding scale pricing model where you pay more as the number of subscribers to your newsletter grows. Campaign Monitor charges $9 for that first 500 subscribers, and with their basic plan you can send up to 2,500 emails per month, basically sending to your entire list once every week. Once you go above 500 subscribers, you'll jump to the $29 a month plan, which is good for up to 2,500 subscribers and 12,500 emails per month. If you need to send more email than the limit of these basic plans, you can select the unlimited plans, but these are quite a lot more money. The $29 basic plan, for example, jumps to $59 for unlimited emails. Check out Campaign Monitor's pricing page for more information on large volume lists, and the things like the pricing page are linked from the blog post for today's episode, and that's at mbp.ac/434. MailChimp's pricing starts at $15 per month for 501 to 1,000 subscribers, but that is for unlimited sends out of the gate. The MailChimp scale is more granular than the Campaign Monitor scale, increasing every 500 subscribers. I actually subscribed to the $29 a month plan on Campaign Monitor, and I've switched to a $30 per month plan on MailChimp. But because that now includes unlimited email sends, it will basically work out cheaper for me, especially as I've now enabled that automatic sending of new blog posts that we'll talk about later. Another major difference between the two services is how they manage lists and subscribers. Campaign Monitor allows you to have the same person subscribe to multiple lists, but then when you send out an email, you can select multiple lists, and if the same person is on more than one list, they'll only receive one copy. I found this easy to manage, and it enabled me to post a subscribe button, for example, for my tours and workshops newsletter on my tours page, and I could post another button for my general information newsletter elsewhere, and I didn't have to worry about which list people were in. MailChimp, however, has no linkage between mailing lists, and although you can put people into multiple lists, you can't select multiple lists to send out an email to. Now that I have it set up, it's quite intuitive, but there was quite a learning curve initially, especially having come from what I considered to be maybe a more intuitive functionality on Campaign Monitor. Although ultimately MailChimp's lists enable you to do a lot with their segments and other add-ons that we'll look at shortly as well. Because there is no way to send to multiple lists in MailChimp, if I had kept my old structure with one list for tour information and another list for general information, if I wanted to send the same newsletter to both lists, I would literally have to send it to both lists, and people that are on both lists would receive two copies. And in doing that, I'd run the risk of people marking my newsletters as spam, which is obviously best avoided. At the very least, I'd probably see more people unsubscribing to at least one, if not both, of the emails. MailChimp uses groups and segments to achieve the same thing. So if you want to avoid sending multiple emails to the same recipient, you need to put them into a single list, separated into groups. In the blog post here, I've added a screenshot showing you my lists and the group, well, one list and the groups that I've created in there. You can see that I have divided it into general information, tours and workshops, pixels to pigment, and a few other groups. Then, when you want to send emails, you create segments. The cool thing about segments is that you can create them based on various rules. So, for example, as you see here in this next screenshot, I can create a segment for general information. I can create a second segment to send to both general information groups and tour and workshop group, or any combination of groups in my list. This way you can easily create larger groups to email when the information I'm sending is likely to be of interest to more than one group. And of course, if the recipient is subscribed to more than one group, they still only receive one copy of the email. I also have some other lists that I have people added to, and you can merge lists as necessary. Another benefit of the MailChimp system is that you can keep your monthly costs down by only having people in a single list assigned to various groups, because if someone is subscribed to multiple lists, then they're counted as separate subscribers, so you'll jump up to a higher price bracket sooner. To get people signed up, both companies provide various forms for you to use on your website, and both have an iPad app that you can use at events or exhibitions, and they both have a Facebook sign-up form. In general, I think that the Campaign Monitor forms are better looking and easier to embed in your website. I found it took more time to get the MailChimp forms looking how I wanted them to, although the forms themselves do have to be a bit more complicated to handle things like the signing up for specific newsletter groups. Once you have them working though, both companies do the job at hand, but one area that Campaign Monitor has the edge is their simple pop-up button, which I could easily embed into a page when someone wants to sign up, they just click the button and they see a name and an email field, and you get them signed up quickly and easily. MailChimp don't have this, and it's one thing that I really wish they'd work on. They have a pop-up style form, but they even call it the evil pop-up mode because it is timed to display after so many seconds, which I find really annoying. I may well change this, but I've started to use a WordPress plugin called SideOffer with a custom background graphic to add a simple tab to the top right of the browser window, which, when clicked, opens a small window containing the form. I experimented with a number of ways to actually build the form, but the native MailChimp form works the best because they tap straight into their system, and that enables them to check if people are already signed up. And if they are, an appropriate message is displayed and an email sent to the would-be new subscriber that was already signed up receives an email with a link to change their existing subscription options. You can, of course, just provide a link to a simple page with a sign-up form, and that works fine and it's easy, and you can customize the forms themselves with your logo and background color and stuff like that, and the groups and anything that you need in the form. You can customize all of that in the MailChimp interface. Again, these aren't quite as pretty as the Campaign Monitor sign-up forms, but they do the job. Both companies enable you to set up autoresponders, which are emails that get sent automatically to new subscribers as they sign up. Both companies enable you to fully customize the autoresponder template so that a new subscriber, when they receive an email, it's got a similar look and feel to the newsletters that they'll start to receive. And you can also include your own welcome message and links to some things that you'd like to draw their attention to. Neither company offers an autoresponder with their free plan, which in the case of Campaign Monitor would be a pay per campaign plan. So if you want to set up an autoresponder, you have to pay for a monthly plan with either company. Both systems have a huge array of templates for you to use and customize. Compared to the templates that I've been using until recently on Campaign Monitor, I'd say that MailChimp had the edge on customizability, but with the recent addition of what are called Canvas templates in Campaign Monitor, there's probably now very little in it with regards to what you can create and the ease of use. I tend to find that MailChimp templates lend themselves a little bit more towards reuse. For example, in Campaign Monitor, I found myself copying and modifying old templates or creating new templates quite a lot. But in MailChimp, I'm finding that the templates are more flexible, so I can create what feels like a more higher level template and use it more often for various types of email. Both systems have code blocks that you can add to your template or email as you write it, and these can be used to create great looking emails without a lot of effort. If it's a pain to actually create an email, you do it less, so ease of use here is paramount, and both do a great job. Both companies also offer both a regular mail client preview and an iPhone preview of your email as you complete your design. But MailChimp don't do themselves any favors by messing this up. As you can see here in this first screenshot, Campaign Monitor preview has the iPhone version correctly scaled and responsive. MailChimp's preview, however, shows the images too large in the iPhone view, as we can see in this next screenshot. In reality, the MailChimp emails are also correctly scaled when viewed on the iPhone, but that isn't correctly displayed in the preview, making it feel more like a gimmick preview than a useful feature. So far, with regards to most of the stuff that we've touched on, Campaign Monitor is either neutral or perhaps even does a better job than MailChimp, in some ways. But one of the things that MailChimp does do better is the RSS to email feature. Most blogs have what's called an RSS feed, which contains either a summary of posts or the full posts in a simplified form to be read by syndication readers such as Feedly, Reader and Leaf, etc. This provides a way to create automatic updates, such as the RSS to email functionality on both Campaign Monitor and MailChimp. Basically, the content of your RSS feed is used as the body of an automatically generated email that is sent to subscribers for that specific list. The reason I was never able to turn this on Campaign Monitor was because it insisted on including the last four posts in my feed. And because I have the full post in my RSS feeds, this would result in a huge email going out to subscribers. All I wanted was to send a post with the most recent blog post in it, and that's exactly what MailChimp does. A very subtle but important difference, and one of the factors in my decision to switch systems. This has enabled me to create an automated campaign via MailChimp that looks at my blog's RSS feed every day at 8 p.m. Japan time, and if there's a new post, it creates an email and sends it out to everyone that has subscribed to received blog posts delivered by email. You might think that that's a stupid thing to do because I want people to visit my site, right? Well, that's true, but I also want people to be able to receive and consume my content in any way that suits them. Some people only subscribe to the RSS feed and read my content and never visit the site. That's fine. Likely, some people subscribe in iTunes and listen to the podcast during their commute and never visit the site. That's fine too. I spend a lot of time each week putting this content together, and the more consumption options I can provide people with, the better. Of course, too many choices can lead to none being selected, but in this case, the visitor is already looking at my newsletter sign-up form or subscriptions page because, hopefully, they've liked what they've found and want to receive regular updates when new content is released. The other benefit of an automated email is that it's what I consider to be a stronger push than iTunes or an RSS feed. I use RSS in a program called Leaf, which syndicates all of the feeds that I'm subscribed to, and I flick through hundreds of blog posts, only looking at the newly published content, and then I set it up so that everything that I've just read disappears from the view, and it's great. But I have to be in the mood to do a bit of browsing and to start up Leaf, and I only do that a couple of times a week. With email, though, I open it first every day, and I'd hazard a guess that most people do the same. So when someone gets up and checks their email before running out of the house to go to work, they've picked up my new post. That means that they can now read it on the train or even listen while driving if they have a data plan, because the audio player works fine in some email clients. With very little effort on my part to set this up, I've enabled a new method of consuming my content, and that has to be a good thing. Both MailChimp and Campaign Monitor can send what are called A-B split campaigns. This is basically a way of testing what works better in your email based on a different subject line or name, the from name that you send the email from, or in the case of Campaign Monitor, different content in the email, or with MailChimp, different delivery times. Campaign Monitor splits the campaign 50-50, which enables you to check the results of the entire campaign for future reference. MailChimp, on the other hand, has the ability to start with an adjustable percentage of the entire list and then send the rest of the list recipients their email based on the winning style that they, that was gained from the initial first percentage. This, you're probably going to need to check out the screenshot on the website to see this, but for example, you can send the first 50% of your list's emails to 25% of A style, 25% of B style, and then based on the results of that, you would send the remaining 50% of your email to the winning style. This is great because you learn from the test and then act on the results of that test during the same campaign, rather than having to wait until you send your next newsletter out. Once you're ready to send your campaign, both companies allow you to send straight away or to schedule the newsletter to be sent at a set time. Another couple of nice features in MailChimp are the ability to send with Time Warp, and that will send at a set time, say 9 a.m., in your recipient's time zones. And you can also allow MailChimp to optimize the send time based on click activity from previous campaigns, so that you have the best chance of people actually opening and clicking on the links in your email. Once your email campaign has gone out into the world, both systems provide comprehensive reports on how many people actually opened the email and how many people clicked on a link in your email. I remember a conversation with the folks at MailChimp when I was at the Photo Shelter Luminance Conference in New York in 2012, and they seemed quite impressed when I told them that between 60 and 70% of my recipients opened my email. But I had no way of knowing at the time from the Campaign Monitor information whether that was good or bad. In MailChimp, they actually provide industry standard statistics for in your reports so that you can see how you're doing without having to go off and search the internet for more information. And I feel that that's a big advantage to the MailChimp system. There are lots of other reporting features in both systems as well, of course. Breaking out your subscribers by country, age and gender, etc. MailChimp also has a cool add-on option called Social Pro that collects data on your subscribers based on social networks that they use, how active they are, and how many people follow them, etc. This is useful because you can create segments based on the information gathered. So I could, for example, send an email regarding something Facebook specific just to people that I know from the Social Pro information are active on Facebook. Social Pro costs an extra $1 per 500 subscribers per list, so it's not a big deal to add. And depending on how you manage your lists, you may not need to add this to all of the lists. I have a number of different lists that I actively use, but I only have Social Pro activated on one of them. So, to kind of wrap this up, one of the reasons that I decided to give MailChimp a try recently was the amount of community support that I see for MailChimp compared to Campaign Monitor. Very often, for example, a WordPress plugin will support adding people to a MailChimp list, but not to Campaign Monitor. I'm not sure why this is, but it's a trend that I've come across a lot over the last few years, and integration with my website is obviously an important consideration. Both systems offer everything you need to manage mailing lists, easily create beautiful templates and emails to send out, and report on the results of your campaigns. I think MailChimp has the edge on the kind of information available in your reports, and I get the feeling that MailChimp are more interested in helping their customers to understand what they're seeing in relation to the bigger picture and not just providing the necessary information for you to do your own research and analysis. Having already been comfortable with Campaign Monitor, then spending a lot of time setting up MailChimp and getting used to the new system over the last month, my overall impression is that MailChimp takes more time to get up and running, but once you have invested that time, the system is perhaps a little bit more powerful. If you want to get up and running quickly with a very capable system, Campaign Monitor may be the preferred choice. Note, though, that whatever you decide, it doesn't really have to be a final decision. You can export your subscribers from both systems and import them into the other very easily, and both systems can be set up and seriously played with without paying a penny. Anyway, I've voted with my pennies for now and will be cancelling my monthly subscription with Campaign Monitor for now. But really, they're both great systems, and my hope with this comparison review is that it helps you to decide which one to go with if you need something like this yourself. I know it's not directly photography related, so forgive me if you're totally uninterested in this, but if you're building a business and don't have a similar system in place yet, I hope this was useful. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.